Each Friday morning, we take a moment or two to highlight the weekend's concert offerings. Time again for Mara's Music Mix with Mara Davis. Greetings of the season, Mara. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Nice Christmas sweater, Gossy Claus. You're really feeling festive, aren't you?
And I'm feeling warm, too. It's keeping me nice and cuddly. Well, thanks for noticing.
So the first thing I want to bring to your attention is Rockapella. That's coming to the First Center for the Arts. No instruments, just five guys and pure vocal talent. So you know, Steve, Rockapella got really famous by being part of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego in the early 90s.
Never missed it. From Rhode Island. And, you know, we Rhode Islanders stick together. There's not much talent in Rhode Island because it's a small state. But Rockapella, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm making a note of this. Rhode Island plays big with you.
The Cowsills. Okay. Let's carry on, shall we?
That's Rockapella tonight at the First Center for the Arts.
This next event could be the biggest show of the year for the Red Clay Theater.
I think so. I've always been a big fan of Randall Bramlett, and he has played with all the greats, and he definitely is a Southern icon. And you're going to see him in a very intimate performance tonight at the Red Clay Theater. And this is big, too, because, you know, he's going to be playing with Widespread Panic for their New Year's show. So this is maybe just a little bit of a warm-up for you.
This guy's musical pedigree stretches around the block. He's played with the Allman Brothers, B.J. Thomas, Deep Purple, you name it, he's played with them. So that's what you call being diverse, I think.
That's Randall Bramlett, the Randall Bramlett Band at the Red Clay Theater tonight. So the next artist I want to talk about is a Monday night show. I'm extending the weekend. It's Alex Clare, and I think he's a great story. Now, the song Too Close became a huge, huge hit. Well, what's cool is he put out an album, and it was kind of a flop. He wrote off his music career, became a real estate agent, and before you know it, Too Close became a huge hit, sold millions, and got airplay all over the world, and it changed his life. So I think it's totally worth seeing him. Alex Clare, center stage on Monday night.
And to stretch out into midweek, because this is a really big deal. I've got two words for you. Christine McVie.
Yeah, a couple of shows I wanted to make sure we got in. Fleetwood Mac, of course. This is a big deal because Christine McVie, who said, I'm never coming back. This is it. I'm done. Well, she's back in Fleetwood Mac. John McVie, you know, has battled with cancer, so he is doing much better. They're all going out on the road together. So I think it'll be a great show, and that's at Phillips Arena.
And they've added a second show on March 25th. So they'll tour around the country, and they'll come back to Atlanta in the spring.
That's Fleetwood Mac, Wednesday night at Phillips Arena.
And one more show. We cannot ignore this.
Okay. The Drive-By Truckers, one of the best bands of the South, one of the best bands in the country. So when the front man decides, I'm going to do a three-week run at Eddie's Attic every Thursday night, very special.
And I think this is the third time at least this year he's been to Atlanta to play, so he keeps coming back, and everybody loves him.
That's Patterson Hood on Thursday night at Eddie's Attic.
The old oak's gone, and the house is falling down. The ghosts are a comfort to me. Ghost of the family.